Welcome to the body scan. Remember that each time you take the time to do this practice, you are taking a powerful and active role in improving your health and enhancing your well-being. Remind yourself that it is your intention to stay awake and alert to whatever is here in this moment. The body scan is intended to help you notice and be with your physical sensations, non-judgmentally. It may also at times lead to a state of deep mental and physical relaxation. It is important to do this practice in a warm and protected place where you feel comfortable and safe, and where you are least likely to be interrupted. Wear loose, comfortable clothing that allows easy, natural breathing. This is a time for you, for nurturing yourself and for being with yourself fully. A time to open to the sources of strength and healing already within you. Through this exploration, we'll be cultivating flexibility of attention. At times, the lens of your attention will be directed in a pointed and specific manner, and at other times, it will be more broad and all-encompassing. Some of the sensations you experience may be pleasant, and others may be unpleasant or even painful. And you may notice that in some areas of the body there may be no sensations at all. Just stay with whatever you experience moment to moment, doing your best to stay with the actual sensations themselves. It is important to not try too hard to relax, as this will often just create tension. Instead, just be aware of each passing moment as best you can, accepting whatever is happening within yourself. Looking at it clearly and being present to it as it is, because it's already here and part of your experience. Noticing the tendency that we all have to want things to be different than they are. Allow things to be exactly as they are, and allow yourself to be exactly as you are. There is no right or wrong way to feel as you do this. The way you are feeling is fine. It's just the way you are feeling. Giving yourself permission to feel whatever it is that you feel. Use the instructions for guidance, noticing your body and the activity of the mind as we go along. Be aware of thoughts that arise during this practice, including thoughts that may be critical. There is no need to push away any thought or emotions that arise. Simply notice them, come and go. Anytime you notice that you have been distracted from the body scan, gently release the distraction and return your attention to following the guidance, being aware of what you feel and what is happening. Do the body scan in whatever position and posture is comfortable for you. If lying on your back isn't comfortable, then practice while sitting or in another position that is best for you. It is your sincerity and level of attention, not your physical position, that is most important. Allow the breath to flow freely and naturally into and out of the body. So, lying on your back now, if that is comfortable, on a mat or thick rug or bed, or if you need to be in a different position, finding your way into that position. Allowing your eyes to close gently, letting your arms rest at the sides of your body, allowing your feet to fall away from one another. Noticing the weight of the body on the floor, feeling the support of the floor for the entire body, noticing points of contact with the surface beneath you, perhaps at the heels, the buttocks, back, or head. Taking in a breath, and as you exhale, allowing the body to sink just a little deeper into the floor. As best you can, releasing any tension or tightness that you may be holding in the body right now. And then bringing your attention to the fact that you are breathing. Noticing the breath as it enters and leaves the body. And focusing particularly on the sensations in the belly. Feeling the rise and the fall of the belly with each breath. Perhaps noticing the sensation of your clothing against the skin as you breathe. If you wish, you can place a hand on your belly as a way of more fully feeling the expansion and releasing of the belly with each breath. Sensing this movement of the breath, both from the inside and from the exterior of the body. Just allowing the body to breathe as it does. Not trying to manipulate or control the breath in any way. Feeling the rhythmic waves of the breath as it enters and leaves the body. Remembering again that you are not trying to get anywhere or change anything. You are simply being right here with this breath in this body. On this next breath, moving your attention from the belly all the way down through the left leg and to the toes of the left foot. Bringing your attention to the big toe of the left foot. Noticing what sensations are available to you here in this toe. Noticing whatever sensations are present in the other toes as well. You may notice sensations of warmth or coolness, some dryness or moisture, or perhaps sensations of the air or a sock or stocking. Whatever sensations are present are just fine. And if there are no sensations that you are aware of, that is also fine. Noticing the tops and bottoms of the toes, as well as the ends of the toes and the spaces in between. And slowly allowing your attention to move along the sole of the left foot. The ball and the arch, all the way down to the heel. Feeling the sensations of the heel resting against the mat or the floor. Noticing the slight sensation of pressure, perhaps. And now bringing your attention to the top of the left foot. Being aware of whatever feelings are present there. Present to sensations of the skin, as well as sensations within the muscles and bones. And now allowing the focus of attention to broaden, including the entire left foot. Noticing any sensations that are here for you. And as you notice sensations, breathing in and out while continuing to attend to the left foot. And bringing your attention now to the left ankle. Noticing the sensations of the inner and outer ankle. The back of the ankle along the Achilles tendon. As well as the top of the ankle. And moving your attention slowly up the lower left leg to the area between the ankle and the knee. Being aware of the sensations on the back of the leg as it rests against the surface beneath you. Noticing also the sides and the top of the lower leg. Perhaps sensations of contact with clothing. Being as precise as you can be in feeling the sensations. If there's a tightness or a warmth or a softness or an aching, noticing each one carefully. Being aware of the sensations, not just on the surface, but also deep within, all the way down to the bones. And now moving your awareness to the left knee, noticing the top of the knee, including the kneecap, the sides of the knee, and the back of the knee, perhaps feeling the slight stretching of skin along the back of the knee. Imagining as you are breathing that you are breathing into and out from the knee. Sometimes knees are an area of the body where we experienced discomfort or pain. And if you do encounter pain at the knees or anywhere else during the body scan, know that you have choices in how you relate to those sensations. If you find it is best for you, you might shift your attention back to the breath for a time rather than focusing on those sensations. And then return to scanning the body once we have shifted to another region. Alternately, if it feels right for you, you might experiment with exploring those sensations with curiosity, being as precise as you can in noticing the particular sensations. Noticing if it's a sensation of aching or burning or throbbing. Noticing whether the sensations are changing or staying the same. Noticing the edges or boundaries of any areas of discomfort. As best you can, allowing the sensations to be there without judging them or trying to make them be different, creating space for what's already here. Exploring the left thigh now, all the way from the knee to where the leg joins the torso at the hip. Noticing whatever sensations are present in the left thigh in this moment. Noticing the weight of the left thigh. Perhaps even sensing some pulsation or feeling of circulation within this part of the leg. And now broadening awareness to include the entire left leg. Aware of the thigh, the knee, the lower leg, the ankle, the foot. Sensing the length and volume of the left leg and breathing with this awareness. Being fully present to these sensations. Moving the focus of awareness now from the left leg across the pelvis down the entire right leg, all the way down to the right foot and toes. Bringing your attention fully to the sensations in the toes of the right foot. Not thinking about your toes or trying to create a particular sensation by moving them. Just being here. Letting the sense of the toes predominate, whatever the sensations are. What's here? What do you sense? And if you're feeling nothing in the toes, noticing that. Moving awareness now along the bottom of the right foot, including the ball, arch, and heel. Can you feel any contact of the foot and the surface supporting it? Noticing sensations of the top of the foot. Experiencing the right foot just as it is, both on the surface and also deep within. Sensing the foot in its entirety. Breathing with whatever you're feeling in this moment. Moving your attention now to the right ankle, exploring any and all sensations here, perhaps scanning around the sides of this ankle. And now coming to the lower right leg and the sensations you find here. Noticing sensations at the level of the skin, perhaps contact with clothing or the surface beneath you, as well as sensations of the calf muscle and the shin bone. Being totally present to each moment. And if you find your attention going elsewhere, if you find yourself thinking about things you need to do or places you need to be, reminding yourself that there isn't anything else you need to be doing right now, or any place else you need to be. Just gently escorting your attention back to the lower right leg. Noticing now the right knee, sensing, scanning the right knee with curiosity. What is felt here? Sensing, what is the position of the right knee? Is it flat or slightly bent? Aware now of the right thigh between the knee and the hip. Feeling the back and the sides and the top of the right thigh, as well as the sensations beneath the skin, the muscles, the bones. Finding what's here for you. And now broadening the focus of attention to include the entire right leg. Experiencing the ankle, the lower leg, the knee, the thigh. Breathing with awareness of the full length and volume of the right leg. Bringing awareness now to the torso, beginning with the pelvic region. Noticing the hips, the buttocks, the anal region, the genital region. Allowing whatever sensations are present in the pelvic area to be as they are. Noticing and accepting sensations of muscles and skin, and also perhaps deep within this area of the body. And then bringing your attention to the lower back, beginning with the sacrum, the very tip of the spine, sometimes referred to as the tailbone. Registering whatever sensations are present in this region, not judging them, just allowing them to be as they are. As you breathe in, imagining the breath coming into the lower back, and as you breathe out, imagining breathing out from it. And slowly moving your awareness up the back, noticing sensations in the middle back and the upper back, feeling the subtle sensations of breathing in the back region, being aware of the area around the shoulder blades and in between the shoulder blades, all the way up to the shoulders themselves. The front of the shoulders, the back, and both sides. The shoulders are an area for many people where they store tension and stress in the body. And if that's true for you, being aware of the sensations that are present here right now in the shoulders, and breathing into and out from them. Not trying to change them in any way, rather bringing a different kind of awareness and attention to them by creating space for and accepting whatever is felt here in the shoulders. Feeling now the shoulders as well as the entire back, investigating this region with curiosity and sensitivity. And now bringing attention to the front body, beginning with the belly region, experiencing whatever sensations are present in the belly right now, perhaps including some sensations of digestion. Feeling the rise and fall of the belly with each breath. And coming to the chest region. Being aware of the sternum and the rib cage. Feeling the gentle movement of the ribs with each breath. Feeling the expansion and contraction of the lungs within the rib cage. Sensations of muscle and skin at the chest. Perhaps aware of the beating of the heart. Exploring this region of the heart. Aware also of the collarbone. Breathing in and out, while aware of any and all sensations in this region. And as you breathe, shifting awareness down both arms to the tips of the fingers of both hands. Being aware of sensations of each finger, one by one, the pinky fingers, the ring fingers, middle fingers, pointer fingers, as well as the thumbs. Perhaps even sensing some feelings with the joints, knuckles, fingernails. Bringing your attention to the palms of the hands, the backs of the hands, noticing the position of both hands, as well as any points of contact. And also experiencing any sensations within the hands, perhaps some sense of aliveness, tingling, pulsing, vibration. Simply noticing whatever is here to be felt. Breathing with this awareness of the hands. Coming now to the wrists, the backs of the wrists as well as the undersides. Perhaps feeling some sensation of pulsation here. Paying attention to the lower arms, the entire area from the wrists to the elbows. What is felt here? What sensations are available? And now bringing your attention to the elbows, being aware of the soft inner part of the elbow, as well as the bony outer parts of the elbow. Bringing your attention to the upper arms between the elbows and the shoulder joints. Noticing sensations at the biceps and triceps. Sensing the experience of the arm bones resting in the shoulder sockets. And now broadening awareness to include both arms, including any and all exterior and interior sensations experienced here. And now bringing attention to the neck, being aware of the back of the neck. The vertebrae of the neck, the throat, perhaps even noticing the sensations of swallowing here, sensations in the throat and neck that accompany each breath entering and leaving the body. Aware of sensations of the sides of the neck as well. Being aware of sensations at the base of the skull. Moving attention up into the back of the head. Experiencing the sensations of the weight of the head resting on the surface beneath you. Noticing the top of the head. And slowly moving your awareness down to the forehead. This is another area where many people store tension and stress of the day or of a lifetime. scanning across the forehead from one temple to the other, noticing what sensations are experienced here. And now bringing the attention to the eyes, beginning with the eyebrows and the area between the eyebrows, noticing the sensations of the eyeballs resting in their eye sockets, the eyelids, noticing the nose, from the bridge of the nose all the way down to the nostrils. And bringing attention to the sensations at the nostrils that accompany the breath coming into and out from the body. Perhaps even sensing the temperature of the air as it moves in and out of the nostrils. Noticing the area below the eyes along the cheekbones. The area below the nose between the nostrils and the upper lip. And bringing awareness to the jaw. Allowing the jaw muscle to go slack. And noticing the mouth, including the gums, the teeth, the tongue. Feeling the lips and the chin. Being aware of sensations of the outer ears, as well as inside the ears. Being aware of this ability to hear in this moment. Allowing your entire face in this moment to just be your face. Not needing to present any particular face to the world. Allowing your face to be just as it is. And now expanding the focus of awareness to include the entire head. Including the sides, the back, the top, face, as well as any internal sensations of the head. And breathing with this awareness. And expanding now the focus of awareness to include the entire body, all the way from the head to the feet. Aware of the back, front, and sides of the body, including the hands and the feet. Sensing how the body is being held and supported by the surface below you. Sensing any pulsation or aliveness. Filling the body with awareness. Feeling the entire body. Breathing in and out with awareness of the full range of bodily sensations present here, in this moment. If you wish, you might imagine sending the breath through the entire body, breathing from the head to the feet, and then back from the feet to the head. Doing this a few times at your pace, feeling the wholeness and completeness of the body as you do so. Coming in touch with being complete and whole, just as you are. In touch with your essential dignity. Experiencing this space of stillness, wholeness, and peace. Opening to things just as they are in each moment. Seeing that stillness itself is healing. And for this moment, allowing things to be as they are. Beyond the tendencies of the mind to want everything to be a certain way. Experiencing the fullness and limitless qualities of being alive. The fullness of our ability to love and to care. Experiencing being totally awake right now. As the body scan practice ends, bringing awareness to the body as a whole, perhaps wiggling the fingers and the toes, allowing calmness and centeredness to move with you as you resume the activities of your day. You may wish to congratulate yourself for taking the time and energy to care for yourself in this way. You may also wish to offer some appreciation to your body for the many amazing things that it does, whatever its limitations may be. Reminding yourself that there's more right with you than there is wrong with you. Remembering that awareness, stillness, and clarity are available to you in any moment. Allowing mindfulness to be a deep personal reservoir of balance and well-being in which you can make conscious choices and decisions about how to live a more healthy, happy, and satisfying life.